Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a dinner, a great dinner, to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' Another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. One of my favorite functions as a priest and pastor is to visit families for dinner. Whenever I arrive at a new house, I have to smile at the irony of my dinner dates. Why? Well, growing up, my parents never invited the priest over for supper. You know, sometimes it's smart to keep your pastor at arm's length and not to get too close, or he may ask for more money. One thing that humbles me is the great lengths that people go to prepare for dinner with the priest. Recently, I visited a family and I asked the children, "What did you do all day?" And they sulkily replied, "We spent the whole day cleaning the house for your arrival." I answered, "Oh, gee, thanks. Sorry to ruin your day." And I thought, no wonder my parents never invited the priest over for dinner. Another sacrifice people make is the lengths that they go to prepare the meal and set the table. Some people cook for hours, set the table with fresh flowers, bring out their best china, and even eat in the formal dining room. You know, Indian cooking doesn't take hours. Some dishes take days to prepare. On some dates throughout the year, though, I receive multiple invitations, and I cannot honor them all. Holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's and Easter, several families invite me over. Sometimes I table hop and try to get to several meals on the same night. Ah, the sacrifices we priests make for Jesus. Over 23 years of visiting families, I have literally shared thousands of meals with parishioners. I've learned that being invited to supper is not only something special, but even something intimate. If you'll forgive the comparison, I believe sharing a meal with someone is similar to a mother breastfeeding her baby. A family feeds its dinner to its guests with their own milk, the milk of their love and sacrifice. And guests should feel grateful for that great gift. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus teaches a parable about a dinner to which many were invited, but they declined to come. What does the host do? He commands his servants, "Go out quickly to the streets and the alleys of the town and bring in here the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." In other words, the host has gone to great lengths to prepare this banquet, and the invited guests were not grateful for his love or sacrifice. When we remember the feast refers to the meal in the kingdom of God, we realize it took all eternity to prepare this supper, not a few hours or even a few days like some Indian dishes. But now let's apply the intimate analogy of breastfeeding to giving a meal, and we discover how harsh the rejection of the invited guests feels. And by the way, in case you think I invented the analogy of breastfeeding to a banquet, listen to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 11, the last chapter of Isaiah, and the fulfillment of all God's prophecies and promises. Isaiah says, "So that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breasts, that you may drink with delight at her abundant breasts." That is, God's heavenly banquet is nothing short of the milk of his love. And therefore, rejecting his invitation to dinner is tantamount to a baby rejecting its mother's milk. What could be worse? My friends, we don't have to wait till heaven to sit at the banquet that God has prepared for us from all eternity. That banquet of his love is spread out for us at every Mass, in the body and the blood of his Son in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the milk of divine love. One of the most ancient images of the Eucharist is that of the mother pelican that wounds its breast to feed its babies. Have you ever seen that image in churches? You can see how the image of the pelican and the image of breastfeeding easily combine to give a rich meaning to the meal of the Mass. That's the good news. The bad news is that just like Jesus' parable, many are invited, but not many accept the invitation to this divine dinner. How many Catholics have left the church and snub our Lord's invitation to dinner at Sunday Mass? Like in the parable, the invited guests have lots of excuses for declining the dinner. So too, modern-day Catholics have tons of excuses and other things they'd rather do on Sunday. But the heart of our Lord still hurts, like a mother who wants to breastfeed her baby but is rejected. Our Savior wants to feed us with the blood of his sacrifice and the milk of his love in the Eucharist. Please don't decline Jesus' invitation to dinner, and I won't decline your invitation to dinner. Praised be Jesus Christ.